This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today stated that double standards on terrorism are unacceptable. Delivering his statement at the SEO summit in Tianjin, Mr. Modi termed terrorism as a huge challenge for humanity, saying terrorism in all its forms should be condemned. Mr. Modi said India has been dealing with terrorism for the last 4 decades. He expressed gratitude to the countries that showed solidarity with India after the Pahalgam terror attack.
इस दुख की घड़ी में जो मित्र देश हमारे साथ खड़े रहे मैं उनका आभार व्यक्त करता हूं.
The Prime Minister highlighted that India has played a very positive role as a member of the SEO. He added that India's vision and policy for the SEO is based on 3 important pillars, security, connectivity and opportunity. Prime Minister Modi also exchanged perspectives with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping during the SEO summit. The Tianjin Declaration released today after the Heads of State's Council Summit at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO sent a clear and unified message against terrorism while also recognizing India's growing contributions to regional cooperation and innovation. The member states strongly condemned the recent terrorist attack in Pahalgam, India on April the 22nd, 2025 and extended their deepest condolences to the families of the victims. The declaration emphasized that those responsible, whether perpetrators, organizers or sponsors, must be held accountable. Reaffirming their unwavering commitment to combating terrorism, separatism and extremism, the SCO nations rejected the use of such groups for mercenary purposes and highlighted the sovereign right and responsibility of states to counter extremist threats. The declaration condemned terrorism in all its forms and manifestations, stressed that double standards in the fight against terrorism are unacceptable and urged the international community to address cross-border movement of terrorists. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will hold a review meeting at Raj Bhavan, Jammu today on the ongoing relief and rescue operations and assess the damage caused by recent cloudbursts and floods in Jammu region. A report.
During his day-long visit, the Home Minister is scheduled to conduct an aerial survey of flood-affected areas in Jammu and hold meetings with the officials at Raj Bhavan. He will also meet the affected families. Following the meeting, the Home Minister will visit various areas, including Katra, the base camp for Shri Mata Vaishno Devi, and is likely to visit Narayana Hospital in Kakrial, Katra, to meet victims injured in the recent landslide incident at Mata Vaishno Devi pilgrimage route. The Home Minister will also visit Kishtwar to assess the damage caused by the recent flash flood and cloud burst. And Gulshan Rana, Akashwani News from Jammu.
Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the spectacular GDP growth of 7.8% in this quarter has proved that no one can manage the economy better than Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju said the top economists in the world are saying Prime Minister Modi is running the Indian economy in the West way. He said to make India self-reliant, it is necessary to promote Make in India and adopt Swadeshi.
भारत में बनी हुई चीजें को इस्तेमाल करना चाहिए, मेक इन इंडिया को बढ़ावा देना चाहिए और भारत को आत्मनिर्भर बनाना है. ये तो प्रधानमंत्री जी पिछले 11 सालों से बार बार लोगों को अपील कर रहे हैं और हम लोग भी हर जगह यही बोल रहे हैं.
Around 250 people were killed and 500 others injured in an earthquake of 6 magnitude that struck Afghanistan's Kunar province near the city of Jalalabad yesterday. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the 6 magnitude earthquake was centered 27 kilometers east-northeast of the city of Jalalabad in Nangarhar province. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading over 0.4% higher in forenoon trade today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.